All right, welcome to the GGG minicast. I am here with a good friend of mine, Jordan Michael Whidbey. You can follow him at his tag below his name.
That's right.
Yep. That I'll put in post.
Yep. That thing that we can totally see that's here right now.
Yeah, exactly. And I wanted to do this minicast because Stardew Valley just had an update, a big update with a lot of features, and they've been kind of secretive about the features that they have included. Like I've tried to look for patch notes for everything, and I feel like they give like these very vague things. Mm-hmm. They don't tell you exactly what's been added to the game. But before we jump into Stardew Valley, Jordan, it's part of our opening tradition to talk about, you know, how our week's been going, and have you been playing any other video games aside from Stardew this week that you're currently into?
Yeah, I've been... The week's been good. Things are very, very relaxed for me at work because I work at a children's theater, and our season is almost over, and most of my work is at the beginning of the season, so sure. I get to just kind of ride out all of that work that I did in September to kind of relax and play a lot of games, which I've been Helldivers 2. I've been in on that, spreading democracy.
I love it.
I love the memes.
There's been also, so much content from Helldivers. Like,
it's so good.
It's blown my mind how much content there's been.
Like, I know we're not, like, talking about Helldivers 2, but, like, my favorite thing is that if you're just good at a shooting game, you're good at Helldivers. Mm-hmm. Because it's not, like, none of the damage is really linked to your level in the game. So you can just jump in and go to a high-level thing right away. Yep. If you're good at shooting games, which most people aren't.
Yes, no RNG.
Yeah, and so, like, I've been playing a lot of that. I've also been playing a lot of NBA 2K, because I love virtual basketball, and I will never not. I've been having some fun. I finally got the in-game credits to do a second build that's just for playing against people online, and I decided to make a character to ruin other people's days. I just put all of my points in defense. So everyone that's putting all of their points in three-point shots, nope.
That's an interesting tactic. I love that.
Yeah, no, it's just, it doesn't work well for playing, like, the single-player mode, but it works very well online because people forget to build defense, and so then you stop putting so many points into your shot or even, like, thinking about taking good shots. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, well, I make this three all the time. Not when I'm guarding you, baby.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then I've also been putting a little bit of time into Potions, A Curious Tale. It's a really cozy game that actually a friend of mine that I met while we were in college together helped develop it. Basically made the whole thing. Yeah, Renee, if you remember.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, but it's super fun. It's super cozy. You're a little witch in training, making potions.
That's, yeah. I wonder, I think my girlfriend is playing a potions game, and I wonder if that's what it is. I don't know the
it
name of
be.
It. But
there were like 12 that came out pretty recently.
Is the aesthetic, is it like, does it look like hand-drawn almost?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so it's probably the same game.
It probably is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right on. That's great.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. And then, of course, you've been playing Stardew Valley, yeah?
And so much Stardew Valley. Like, I just looked on Steam yesterday before I played for most of the day, but I put in, like, 50 hours the last, like, since the update. Mm-hmm. I'm not the most proud of that, but also it's a very fun, cozy game.
I mean, so. Come on, Stardew is addictive. Let's not. Mm-hmm. We're not here to shame anybody. Like, that's not why we're here. So
fair.
Yeah, my girlfriend loves it so much. My regular partner on the podcast, Phil, he's another Stardew Valley fan. So, like, before we get into the update of 1.6, like, how long, like, when was the first time you played Stardew Valley, and how long have you been a fan?
I must have first got Stardew Valley, like, for everyone that's played, I played Stardew Valley before the Ginger Island update. if that gives any kind of time frame. Like, it's been playing it on and off for so long that I can't truly remember when I started, but it was like back, like, I remember when the 1.3 update came out.
Okay.
So I don't know if you, like, we could just look on the wiki, but like that's going and looking a thing up.
Sure.
And why would
I don't know. It's like, it's gotta be at least 6 years, right?
Something like that. Yeah. But just on and off forever. And like, you know, I'll jump in and I'll have times like right now where I'm playing it like most of the day, mm-hmm. all day. Mm-hmm. And then I'll stop playing it for a couple months or maybe even like a full year. And then I'll jump back into it for some reason. Or like, usually it's cause I'll find a friend that's like, oh yeah, I've never played Stardew Valley before. And I'm like, we need to go to the farm right now.
What do you mean? What do you mean you've never played it before?
You're telling me that you've never gone and pet a pig that you named Pigsley?
Oh, man. Naming farm animals is the best.
It's one of my favorite things in the game. Shout out to my first chicken, Chick Tracy.
Chick Tracy? Oh, that's great. I love that. So I guess, what is your preferred platform to play it on? Like, do you play it through Steam? Because I know it's available on everything now. Like, I think I have it on my phone. I think, and that's kind of the version I go back to just because it's so convenient. But I probably like the Steam version the best. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I play it. I think my phone might be like the only platform I don't have it on.
Oh, okay.
But I usually play it on my Switch just because I can do that while lying in bed because I don't have a Steam Deck yet.
Right.
Once I get a Steam Deck, it's all bets off. Like, I'll probably be just doing the Steam version.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, usually it's on Switch because also I would play because I'm very lucky at work at the Children's Theater, the different positions that I've been in. Like when I was in box office, there'd be a lot of times where you were playing the game of sit around and wait, but you had to still like be there and ready to answer the phones. But our managers were okay with like, hey, as long as you're caught up on everything and you're just waiting for a phone call or an email to come in, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And so I'd be playing Stardew Valley while I was sitting there at the desk. There was a point where one of my coworkers, like we've worked well enough, like just in doing other theater stuff around that we already know each other. We can bounce off of each other really easy. And so doing that job in the box office became super quick and efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had so much time. So we started a multiplayer farm together in like at work. And we just barely got through year one before I got promoted. Now I'm in there to play less.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we got through like a full year of time. Just like, yep, we've gotten all of our work done, but we still need to be here. So to the farm.
That's awesome. And so that was on your Switch. Yeah.
And that was on my Switch. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right on. Right on. Well, with the 1.6 update, I know that they've been encouraging people to like start new games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know everything about it, but I do know there's a new starting farm. And that's kind of tied to a lot of the new content. Have you started a new game with that farm?
Yeah, I did. As soon as the update went live, I'm like, all right, new farm, new everything, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little less tied to all the new stuff than I thought it would be.
Okay.
But it is a cool, different start for people that have played a long time. Because instead of starting with getting your first 15 parsnips that you can plant, you start with a chicken coop and two chickens and a little bit of hay to feed them when it rains.
Just jump directly into farming, or farming animals, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're just straight into having chickens. Forget this planting nonsense. You've got pets.
We're having eggs for breakfast from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Like, basically from, I think it's day two or day three in that one that they're, like, fully grown and giving you eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it's kind of a quicker money-making, but also you're not getting farm experience as quickly, so you don't level up as quickly without buying those seeds and such. So, you know, there's the trade-offs and whatnot, but I really like it. Plus, there's, on that farm, there's a new type of, like, grass for your animals to eat when they're not inside the coop.
Oh, that's right.
And
yeah.
Yeah, and on the wiki that the creator actually, like, updates himself, as well as, like, other creators, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But, like, the main dev, Concerned Ape, actually updates the wiki, which is dope. But there have been... No one's figured out the actual stats on what this new grass does. All we kind of know is that maybe it increases how quickly your animals start to like you, because all we get in the tooltip is just this new blue grass that animals seem to really love. It's like, what do you mean if they really love it? What does that mean for the numbers?
Yeah, will my animal eventually turn blue? Am I looking, if I give a cow blue grass, is it blue milk? Are we going down the Star Wars route?
Are we going
route?
To Star Wars tie-in?
Yeah, like... Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, here on the GGG podcast, we were very against spoilers, so we don't want to get into too many specifics, but do want to touch on other features of the update. Are there any other features that you could share with us that aren't, like, necessarily, I guess the story in Stardew is really, like, relationship connected?
Yeah, the story in Stardew is really just what you make of it.
Right.
I mean, there's some stuff, but that's more just the lives of the other people around that if you play enough, sometimes you just kind of skip because you've heard the mayor be a terrible person a lot. I don't like the mayor. I know a lot of people do, but he's doing Marnie dirty and I don't like it.
Wow. Taking sides. All right.
Oh yeah. Hard sides. but yeah, there's some stuff that I can say spoiler free about 1.6. Also, I managed to keep myself very spoiler free, which has been very fun to, like, play through and discover these things for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But they've some of the fun things that they've added stuff to make your choices between the mushroom the mushroom cave and the fruit bat cave a little harder of a decision to make.
Oh, okay.
There's more stuff with mushrooms. There's more stuff with fruits as well. There's also... they've added an artisan goods kind of thing with fish as well, which is kind of cool, rather than just the eggs, the roe, the caviar that you can, like, age or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
They've added more other artisan things for fishing, which is cool. They've added just a bunch of other fishing items,
right?
Which is very fun. They've expanded fishing a lot. And there's some more endgame stuff that I have not gotten to yet, so I couldn't spoil you on it if I wanted to.
All right. I mean, I know, like, in the patch notes, like, I saw, like, you can eat mayonnaise or whatever by the jar or something like that.
Like, yeah, so
what is that about? I was so out of context for me.
Like, an animation that no one asked for. in a decision that no one asked for. The animation for... Because, like, you can consume, like, you know, foods and drinks and whatnot. And there's a different animation for when you eat something and when you drink something. And for some reason, it was decided that the animation for consuming mayonnaise was just to chug it from the jar. That's it.
I mean, I like mayonnaise, but damn.
I don't know why that decision was made. I'm pretty sure it was for this reaction right here, which is, oh god.
Yeah. I mean, you know, to reference Star Wars again, it's probably the same reaction when Luke drank the blue milk. So it's like, oh god, okay.
Yeah. Like, Concerned Ape, as a developer, it's refreshing to see how much he's into just shenanigans, as well as, like, he enjoys this game and making this game as much as we enjoy playing it.
Right.
And he doesn't stress himself out. Like, he's also working on Haunted Chocolatier right now.
Right.
He keeps coming back to Stardew to do updates for Stardew, and part of that is that he's, testing things in Stardew for Haunted Chocolatier.
That's exactly what I wanted to ask about, because mm-hmm. I know that he announced the Chocolatier a couple years ago now, maybe 2 years ago, mm-hmm. something like that. And so, yeah, I was kind of wondering with this 1.6 update if he's exploring things in the Chocolatier, and he's like, well, what if I add this to Stardew, see how people react to it, Kind of. Do you think he's playtesting a little bit?
I think so. And this is all conjecture because he hasn't said anything
of course.
Solid because he loves giving out just these little tidbits of information and watching us speculate wildly. So let's do some of it. he mentioned that in a thing with a changed animation for when you swing your weapon when you're in the caves and when you swing it downward to the screen, it the animation doesn't quite match. It matched up with the hitbox, but it didn't match up how it felt. It should be the hitbox.
Okay.
And he was like, no, the animation should fit the hitbox. And then he was like, nah, screw it. The animation, the hitbox should feel right.
Mm-hmm.
And so like that was the change for it that was in this update with weapon swings. It was just like, nah, forget it. It always kind of bugged me that it didn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
So I changed it.
That's great.
And I think just because Haunted Chocolatier is going to have so much more, is supposed to have so much more combat in it, that's 100% a testing for Haunted Chocolatier kind of thing.
Right on. And so do you have any like wish list items for Haunted Chocolatier that you would like to see in the game that, you know, stuff that isn't necessarily in Stardew Valley or stuff like you'd like to see carried over? Obviously, they're going to be similar games.
Yeah.
But do you have any specific things that you really, really want?
There was one that I really, really wanted. And then it showed up in one of his, like, pre-release pictures. So, like, I know it's going to be in the game.
Okay. Because
one thing with, if it's a game that's got a sword, I want a bow.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah.
So.
That's already, we already know that's in Haunted Chocolatier. Mm-hmm. So, like, my wish list is good. it would be kind of cool. I'm excited to see what other kinds of, like, candies can be made besides just pure chocolate.
Right.
Because, like, are we gonna get a joke of a knockoff Snickers? Like, are we gonna get Joja... Are we gonna get Joja brand Snockers?
Yeah.
Like,
Booter fangers.
Yeah. Twax. Give me a good old Twax bar.
So, I mean, it's probably gonna be pretty Willy Wonka-y.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
but ghosts.
Yeah, well, like with a lot of I know this. It's a survival game ish, but like, I feel like something that they could, well, just like the factory element. Obviously, you get to a point in Stardew where your farm is like working very efficiently. You have a couple things that are automated, but I'd really like to see the factory element just really be expanded in the Chocolatier game. So I wonder what that would look like necessarily, but
for that, my hope is that the things that need to be like magically, fantastically automated are just ghosts doing it. Just ghosts that you've made be your friends.
Right.
Just like, how does that thing get from that conveyor belt to that conveyor belt? Well, it's Casper.
Yeah.
And there's just a ghost over in the corner just...
Yeah, that's really like my girlfriend is playing, she kind of fell off of it a little bit, but it's a game called Spirit Tea, and
yeah,
have you played that game before?
Only a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah, but it's very similar. It's for those who are unfamiliar, it's a game where you essentially run a spa for spirits. And, you know, certain spirits can work for you and, you know, certain spirits will come and try to have a, you know, like the great spirits, you have to appease them with their spa day. And I really like the automation that and level of automation you can get to in that game. So I wonder if there's going to be like a chocolate store or like a chocolate bar or something like that. So you can like run, because like your farm in Stardew is a business, but it's not like you've got customers coming in. You know what I mean?
So the chocolate bar, my God, is a top tier wordplay.
Mm-hmm.
I now that you've said it, I need it.
Yeah.
Like I need it in that game.
Yes. So I think that would be amazing. Like, think about like the late game chocolate bar. You could serve like chocolatinis and stuff like that. Like you could get really fan. I'm thinking of like there's this bar. I used to live in Cleveland for a number of years, and there's this bar in downtown Cleveland called Chocolate Bar, and I loved going there just because they had so many different, you know, chocolate things. And when he announced this game, it's exactly where my mind went. So
I feel that.
Yeah. But
I just, man.
Yeah.
It's just such good wordplay. I can't stop thinking about it.
All right. Well, do you have any other thoughts on the Stardew 1.6 update or any little tidbits that you want to share?
So things that I just really love about the 1.6 update is how much more was added than we thought was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still not like easy to finish the community center in the first year, but it is slightly more doable now if you're someone like me who forgets to do all the different things to get the mushrooms that you need.
Yeah.
Because I'm forgetful. ADHD, baby. and so like now there's if you really want to get the community center stuff done more quickly, it's really easy to go with the fruit bat cave, and then there's other ways to cultivate mushrooms around your farm now.
Ooh.
That I'll leave for you all to discover. But there's ways to cultivate mushrooms around your farm now. And there are ways to make it better and ways to make it really quick, which is super dope. They also added in, I think the most adorable thing that was added in was when you get to winter, because it was also shown, like, it was said that, and, like, people have put that all out there and, like, talked about it in interviews and such, that Concerned Ape actually worked with the modder that created Stardew Valley Expanded for this update. And so, like, getting a bunch of stuff from that modder as well to decide to incorporate or not. So also, Stardew Valley Expanded was day one compatible with 1.6, which is super cool for people that like to keep their long-running farms and didn't want to start a new one. But one of the things that was in Stardew Valley Expanded was that the different people in Pelican Town have other outfits for the seasons.
That's nice.
And in the 1.6 update, you get to see them in winter. It's like people are wearing coats and stuff
because
there's snow. And like, I think that kind of detail is adorable.
Yeah. I mean, it helps it helps with the feeling that the world is alive and, you know, people are experiencing the different seasons and everything. And I think that kind of stuff is great. Like anything where you have any game flat out that you have characters who are actually reacting to the world around them and they're not just avatars or not even avatars, but they're not just NPCs. Like old reference, but like I remember, I think it was like Uncharted 3 when it came out, and like just a tiny little thing was like when you walk by fire and stuff like that, he would like go like this.
Because it's hot.
Which seems like a very simple thing nowadays, but back in the day, it was just like nobody would actually react or, you know, do any animation or anything. And so if you can help me get immersed in the world by immersing your characters better, then it's gonna pull me in more. It's gonna suck me more into that universe. So,
oh, that reminds me of So I was thinking of other things that were at. So my brain did like 12 different degrees of separation to get here.
Yeah.
But because my brain went from walking too close to the fire and having something happen to walking animations to a change that was made for walking animations to a whole thing that was added. There are ways to get. There are new ways to get special powers.
Ooh.
For like moving faster through your crops or making your horse faster or just your walking speed faster and a bunch of other things that feel like these kind of RPG-ish upgrades. And it's from a very fun mechanic that I'll leave you all to discover. But you can there are some new upgrades that you can find and you can get, and sometimes you find them, sometimes you can purchase them. There might be a couple new merchants that exist. There might be a number of new animals you can interact with in 1.6.
God, it sounds like there's so much content. That's fantastic.
There really is. because, like, when he first said it was 1.6, Concerned Ape was like, yeah, it's probably just going to be a couple things to throw in for modding support to make modders' lives easier as I work on Haunted Chocolatier. And we get this thing that's, like, as big as the Ginger Island update.
That's fantastic. It's wild. You gotta love, you know, a creator who loves his game and keeps updating it. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And there's no charge for all these updates. It's just a free update. There. Yeah.
I mean, but if you wanted to support him, the Stardew Valley Cookbook's coming out soon. I'm gonna get it.
Oh my god, when does that come out?
I don't remember off the top of my head, but I know if it's not already out, I know it's relatively soon.
Sure.
Because I think I saw something about pre-orders happening, so.
Okay.
Well, like, I'm going to get it.
I will try to look that up and see if I can put the link in the description, because I'm definitely going to need to get that for my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. I'm happy anytime a video game does a cookbook, because I'm like, what's going to be? What's that weird stuff? Let's go.
A lot of people are doing cookbooks, and I'm all for it. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that is our time, so I'm going to wrap it up there for the GGG podcast. If you enjoyed this little mini-cast about Stardew Valley Update 1.6, please like and subscribe. And if you're listening to the audio-only version of this, you can like and subscribe over on Spotify or wherever you're getting your podcast. I like this outro dance that Jordan's doing for us. I love it. I might just edit that so it's at the end of every podcast. You're just in the corner with the fingers.
Hey, I'm here for it. I would always, like, in the D&D podcast, I would always, like, Vanna White stuff. So I feel like it's just habit now.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for listening, everyone. Jordan, thank you for joining me. Really appreciate it. And peace out.